Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 30 Minutes of Wisdom for Friday, October 14th. This is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and I want to thank everyone for joining us here today on our live call or on the replay. Rob and I started these regular weekly calls as a kind of our way of paying it back, or really paying it forward, for all the amazing people we've been blessed to meet, the wisdom we've learned and been able to share over the years and decades. And our intention with these Friday morning 30-minute of wisdom calls is to create a safe space where people from all professions, backgrounds, and companies can come together and learn from some of the most forward-thinking authors, speakers, trainers, and enlightened beings in the world today. And we certainly have one of those enlightened beings on the call with us here today. And this is our first screen-sharing conference call. If you're listening on the replay, screen sharing will not be available, but a very informative 30 minutes of wisdom will be shared with you here just in a few moments. But if you're online live and you'd like to jump in on screen sharing, you can go to www.freeconferencing.com/meetings/874-136-578. Again, that's freeconferencing.com/meetings/874-136-578. And again, that this does not apply to the replay, only applies to the live call. A reason to join us live on Friday mornings, but we recognize everyone can't do so, so we're glad to make these calls available for replay 24/7. So with that being said, I'd like to pass it over to my beloved partner in life, Robin Blank Mascari, to introduce today's speaker and topic. So over to you, Robin.
Well, thank you, Gregory. And again, good morning, everyone. And we so appreciate you taking time out of your day to be part of our Enlightened Networking community that is growing and blossoming with some really extraordinary people like you. And in the future, we'll have many ways for you guys to get to know each other, too. So stay tuned. You are the early adopters. We appreciate you a lot. And today, our special guest is a referral from one of our other guests. Three-time Olympian Marilyn King introduced me to this truly an extraordinary young woman that's with us today. And she's going to be presenting some cutting-edge games to stimulate our brains and teach us some tips to reduce early memory loss and keep our brains young, because that's an important part of the whole picture, that a lot of times we put a lot of attention into our bodies, but guess what controls our bodies? And she comes to us as a recipient of many, many awards, including the Young President's Organization Award, which YPO is for presidents under 30 that have an organization of a certain size. And she won the USC Business Plan Contest. I'm going to have her talk a little bit about that. She's a longtime advocate of social responsibility, and that is a fundamental, it's a foundation for where she comes from and what she's offering in the world, and has won many other awards, such as the USC Community Service Award. She's a cutting-edge thinker and created not just a brilliant business model, but something that's going to make a huge contribution to the masses. So with her collaboration with Nolan Bushnell, and many of us on this line know Nolan Bushnell because we played the game Pong, the very first video game. Nolan was founder of Atari and also Chuck E. Cheese. And that, along with a panel of neurobehavioral scientists, created something really fun and interactive that's going to help and support the health and well-being of our brains. So although I recently just met her, I was immediately inspired by who she is, her vision, her mission, and her willingness to go places that people have not gone before. She's a true entrepreneur in service to make this a better world, and it is truly my pleasure to introduce to you Elizabeth Amini. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we are thrilled to have you, and you're offering a dimension of things that we really haven't spent much time and attention on. And before we jump into looking at the games, if you would be willing to share a little bit about how this came about, how you started. Oh, Gregory wants to say something.
Yeah, and one more time. Let me take myself off mute. One more time, Elizabeth, before you start, a lot of late entries on the call. I just want to give everybody the web link one more time because there is a simulcast audio and video portion of this call this morning. And if you're near your computer, go to freeconferencing.com/meetings/874-136-578. Again, that's freeconferencing.com/meetings/874-136-578. To watch the PowerPoint that Elizabeth is going to be sharing with us about the anti-aging games. And thanks very much, Robin and Elizabeth, and back to you.
Well, thanks, Gregory, and thank you all for being with us as we start this new dimension of enlightened networking called screen sharing. So, Elizabeth, how did you get started in this direction, and how did you get connected with Nolan Bushnell? A little bit of history, I think, would be really wonderful for people to hear.
Sure. So I always wanted to start a business that was socially responsible, that not only sold great products and services, but actually contributed a portion of the pre-tax profits to charity, because I feel like nonprofits do really, really great work, but they spend too much of their time raising money. And if business, which is, you know, fantastic at raising money, could just provide a stream of money to these very, very great nonprofits, then they can just focus on their work and help the world. And business can focus on what it does best, which is to provide services and make money. And that collaboration becomes really, really an unstoppable force in the universe, you know. I mean, a force that just goes beyond lifespans. So that was the original intention, and that was actually the essay that I wrote for business school about this power of the intersection between nonprofits and businesses. Nolan I had worked with in the past. He was a client in my old consulting company, which is actually still running. It's called Brighter World Consulting. And he was my client, and one day we were just joking around about video games and how they teach you all kinds of things very, very effectively, and how if we could harness that energy of and power of being able to teach people without them feeling like they're memorizing things, without them feeling like they're learning things, that we could teach them anything. We could teach them languages. We could teach them, you know, all kinds of things. And he said we could improve their memories. And when he said that, it was like this lightning bolt went off. My background's in cognitive science, which is the study of the brain. And I said, Nolan, there are ways that you can actually do cognitive training, but they're really, really boring. Do you think that we could make them fun, you know? You can teach anybody anything in a boring way, but they're not going to do it unless it's fun. And if I show you these exercises, can we actually build them into fun games that people would want to play? And he thought about it, and he said, yes, I think we can. And I spent the next year going through thousands of studies of every game that we could find that worked, every game that didn't work, every cognitive training piece that we could find, basically, and analyze why they worked, why they didn't, talk to neuropsychologists. And I was really kind of surprised. The first five neuropsychologists I talked to, I said, do you think this can help? And every one of them said yes. And what was really astounding was every one of them gave the exact same metaphor of, if you go to the gym three times a week, you're gonna get into better shape, unless there's some genetic problem and there's an obesity issue and which is caused by genes, in which case, you know, maybe it won't help. But this is the same thing. If you stimulate your brain and exercise it, they all thought it would help. So that's how we got started.
Wow, what a great combination. And he was especially interested because of the socially responsible aspect, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, he has this incredible, incredible vision for education being powered by games and technology, and he really hates where video games have gone in terms of violence and uselessness. So he was really excited about that. And to tell you the truth, I actually had to force him to take equity. At the beginning, he asked if I wanted his time or his money, and I said that I wanted his time. I wanted him to actually work on the company with us. And we agreed on a handshake about the equity, and then when it came time to sign the papers, he said, you know what, I'm doing this for the 20% that we donate to charity, and it's fun, and this is good. You don't have to pay me anything. And I thought, no, you know, I have to pay you something because California law won't let you work on something for free, first off. And secondly, I mean, he was the one who – the whole idea wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for him, so of course. And so I ended up having to force him to take his equity. And he wanted a dramatically reduced version, and he wanted us to give to charity and stuff. So, yeah, he's doing it for the 20% and also because it's fun.
That is so beautiful. What a great – I bet he's really inspired by you because that's really what it's about these days. And I remember talking to our connecting link, Marilyn King, and she says, you know, we're here to pass the baton. And I bet he's thrilled about that. So how about we jump into learning about the games and seeing what they're like and a little bit about them. So how about if we turn the screen sharing over to you? And I know that there are several of you who are on audio only. So Elizabeth has agreed to explain what's on the visual site at the same time. So you'll be with us, even though you might not see how these, they're so fun to look at that you're going to want to go to the website and see because there's just this playful energy about them, and it does make a difference when people are having fun learning. So I'm going to turn it back to you to jump into the screens.
Sounds good. So can you see my screen right now?
Yep.
Okay, great. And if you're on audio only and you want to check out the games, you can go to anti-aginggames with an S at the end, .com, feel free to put in your email, make up a password, and then for the VIP code, put E as in enlightened, N as in networking, VIP, so E-N-V-I-P, no spaces. And what that'll do is that'll give you a month of free access plus our VIP rate, our friends and family renewal rate of $9.95 a month instead of $12.99 a month. And you still have to put in a credit card to start the system. It's just like Netflix or Audible, but you can cancel at any time. So even if you don't want to keep it, you can just check out the system and then cancel before the 30 days are up. And that way you get the visuals too. But for everybody else, you'll be able to see the visuals, and I'll do my best of explaining what each slide is for the folks who are on audio only. So the first thing you should know is that brain fitness concepts have been featured a lot in the news over the last 3 to 5 years. They've been in Discover, Newsweek, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Wired, New York Times, CNN, USA Today, The Economist, Harvard Business Review, NPR, just all over the place. And the thing is, most of the articles that are written are wrong. They're overly enthusiastic. The fact is that there is no software at this point in time that can prevent Alzheimer's or that can delay dementia. And even if our software could, it would literally take me 10 to 20 years to prove it out. So if you hear people saying that, they're probably being overly enthusiastic. And what I'll do is I'll explain to you where the industry really is and what the truth is. So the truth is that playing mentally engaging games stimulates the brain. And really any kind of learning, new learning, stimulates the brain. The fact is that your brain loves novelty and variety. And the key is that the entertainment needs to be mind-engaging and interactive, and it's extra good if it's fun. So the kind of entertainment that's not good, you know, not particularly good and not particularly expansive for the brain is passive entertainment, which is like watching TV. Interactive play examples include brain fitness games, but you actually don't even need our games. You can learn how to play chess or bridge. Bridge is especially good because there's a social component there. You can learn a new instrument, language, or complicated dance. If there's the mind-engaging part is a definite must. But if there's a physical component and or a social component, even better. And the reason why people like brain fitness games is that it's just really convenient to hop on your computer from anywhere and play. And our hope is that it draws away from passive entertainment time, like watching TV, and not exercise time or family time or, you know, things that are better for the brain in terms of, you know, actually stimulating it and keeping you on your toes. I'll actually give you a link to a video called The Top 10 Tips to Keep Your Brain Young so you can see what the top recommendations are. If I forget to do that, Robin, please remind me at the end. So,
okay.
The first thing I want to ask for and just be really clear about is we're looking for alliances right now. We are definitely in partnering mode. We are the only website optimized for cognitively healthy adults. We built our game specifically for people over the age of 35. There's no upper age limit as long as the people are still cognitively sharp. If they have early stages of Alzheimer's or dementia, our software is not optimized for them. I can share with you Dacom, which is a competitor software that's actually better for that population. And honestly, I think for that population, maybe exercise and human contact. And it would be a better way to stimulate the brain and taking that time to record family history and things as opposed to sitting in front of a computer. We are especially interested in access to the 40 to 65-year-old market. We find that women are particularly excited and resonate with the words anti-aging games. The 40 to 65-year-old market seems to be most eager to change their lifestyle habits. But, you know, our oldest beta tester at this point is, I think, in her 90s, and we're about to get a slew of people over 100. So there is really no upper age limit. We're looking mostly for online markets, websites, e-newsletters, mailing lists. We have a whole lot of content that we can share in terms of the top tips to keep your brain young, word scramble games, all kinds of things to get the word out. What we're looking for is people who would enjoy not only the tips but also the games. Right now, we don't make games for people with strokes and traumatic brain injury, but our games are actually about to be tested at one of the world's top neurorehabilitation hospitals. So the next version might actually have games for people with strokes and traumatic brain injuries. So that's not out of the question. That's probably six to 12 months down the line, though. So if you like what you see today, please contact me. One thing that makes us very, very different than traditional business is that we're strong believers in integrity. This is the reason why I was able to get first-rate team members such as Nolan Bushnell, founder of Atari, and Dr. Bruce McEwen, who is one of the leaders in stress and brain plasticity, as well as just incredible, incredible scientists. Some of them are listed on the team page. Some of them are not. They're consultants, but they're literally the best ones in the world in each of their fields. We give 20% of our pre-tax profits to improve lives around the world. This is in two forms. In the U.S., we want to do prevention and cure research for Alzheimer's, dementia, stroke, and other conditions. Overseas, it's not really a matter of taking people from 75 to 85 or 85 to 100. It's more a matter of taking people from 5 to 35 using clean water, malaria nets, education, supplies, things like that. So that's what we do overseas, and we have amazing partners, International Medical Corps. For every dollar we give them, they match us 30 to 1. Some of the places in the U.S. match us 2 to 1 or 6 to 1. So it's really easy for us to leverage the impact that we make. We have strong values. We put our customers first, high integrity, long-term view. In our operating agreement, it says that we can't be sold to insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, or supplement companies. The reason for that is very simple. If someone's memory is declining over time, I think our software would be able to see it a few years before the medical test would, and it becomes too easy for an insurance company to be able to pinpoint these folks and maybe go back through their files and find reasons to disqualify them based on paperwork, or for pharmaceutical companies or supplement companies to target them for their products. So we just want to keep it clean and safe. We also have a pay-what-you-can policy, which wasn't very weird to my team and I, but we've been called the Crazy California Company a number of times, so I'm assuming this is not normal. We just figured that not all seniors could pay the $9.95 a month or the $12.99 a month. So we just have a policy that if money is the only reason why you aren't on our site, then just send us an email and let us know what you can pay. And we have a set number of memberships blocked off as scholarships for people who are low income or not working or whatever the case is. We don't really care what the reason is. If you feel like you won't be able to play it because of the price, we originally made this policy because one of the retirement community said that the price was too high for their low income seniors and it would literally compete with food and medicine, and we definitely didn't want to do that. So the pay what you can policy is something that we plan on keeping long term. So differences between us and everybody else on the market, we're very, very different. So we're optimized for fun. As far as I know, we're the only ones with a world-class game designer on board, and that's Nolan Bushnell, obviously. We're very scientifically solid. Our team literally reviewed 17,000 medical studies to make the daily tips that pop up on the system that show you how to reduce the risk of early memory loss. The reason for that is we weren't sure if the games are going to be able to delay memory loss or prevent it, and we won't know for a long time. So we figured let's use the access to put things that we are sure and have been proven to reduce the risk of early memory loss. And I'll give you an example of one of those in a minute. Our system is holistic. It includes relaxation and stress reduction games because those are actually tied to memory much more than just ages. It's very flexible. You can play as much or as little as you want. There's unlimited gameplay. New games and tips are unlocked regularly. It's compatible with Macs and PCs. There's no special CDs or hardware needed. We're not smartphone compatible yet, but we will be in the future, and those games will also be included in the subscription price. So there's no nickel and diming people, and there's no hidden fees. And I already told you about the 20% of pre-tax profits that are given to charities and research. And honestly, I think that's going to make a huge impact on the world. So with that, I'm going to tell you one of the tips. So this is a sample tip, and frankly, I think it's one of our best tips. Fast walking is one of the best ways to help your heart and your brain. Fast walking 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, is linked to 33% less risk of Alzheimer's. If you add in vigorous aerobic exercise at least 20 minutes, 3 times a week, you can lower your risk down to 50%. Keep in mind that this is not medical advice. This is not a substitute for a doctor. This is just a starting point in the conversation that you should have with your doctor, because if you don't exercise at all, maybe your doctor will have you start at, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, and work your way up. And if you can't walk comfortably, you can try water walking, swimming, using a cross-country ski machine, bicycle. If you're in a wheelchair, you can use a hand wheel. Your doctor will tell you what kind of aerobic activity is recommended for you. So those are the types of tips. They're very, very specific, very concrete, and the good news is that all of the tips are free to implement, and they are also very, very easy to implement and very clear with their instructions. And, honestly, most of them are pretty fun, too. Things like how much you should relax, how much you should sleep, how much you should socialize with friends and laugh. These are not hard things to do. Most people think that you have to have an expensive gym membership to get a proper workout, and that's just not true. So this is what the website looks like. I'm showing a screenshot of the top page of the website with the arrow that shows where the VIP code goes, the ENVIP, if you'd like to see the system. When you first log on, it asks you to choose a buddy, a dog, cat, man, woman, or child. Your buddy actually will guide you through the system. We found that this tends to lower computer anxiety in people who are not very computer savvy. Our system was built so that it would be accessible to people who aren't very computer savvy, who basically know how to turn on a computer and just go to a website. And then we also wanted it to not annoy people who are very computer savvy. So it welcomes you back. Your buddy welcomes you back. If you haven't played in something like 8 days, it says it misses you. It's very, very positive, and occasionally it tells you that you look great and things like that, just silly fun things. First game that we will cover is called the Pizza Factory. The Pizza Factory is it's intended to stimulate focus, concentration, short-term verbal memory, and working memory. All of our brain games say exactly what they're intended to stimulate, so there's no confusion. You're given 3 toppings. In this case, it's mushrooms, pepperoni, and garlic. There's a sequence of a pizza toss where you have to keep the pizza in the air by clicking on the blue dots on the pizza. And if you can do that, great. If you can't, let's say the mouse isn't working well or you have shaky hands, not a big deal. The game never gets stuck. It just lets the proper amount of time pass so that you forget what the ingredients are. And then it says, good enough, let's make the pizza now. And then once you're done with the pizza toss, you'll go to an area where there's lots of toppings. And if you can remember what the toppings are, you can go ahead and click on them. And if you get them all right, you're allowed to play at the next level, which is 4 toppings, and that's called adaptive gaming, and that's the very best kind of mental workout that you can get from a game. It just gets harder and harder until you strike out. If you don't want that kind of intense mental workout, and, we recognize that a lot of people just want to come home from work and kind of put themselves on cruise control and play as entertainment, you can play again at the same level, and that way you can control the speed of how hard things get on this game. After each game, it shows you how well you're doing, your current score versus your very first score ever, which was your baseline score, as well as your highest score. So you can see, I got yelled at during the business plan contest twice, actually. Once was, why would you show people if this is if this is something that you know, if it's not working for them, why would you show them? And I was like, you know, I think it won't work for a few percentage of people, so, you know, why not be honest and just show people whether it works or not? And if it doesn't work, they should, you know, cancel and go do something else with their time that might work for them. And if it does work, like, how great is that, that you can see how well it works for you, that, you know, you used to be able to remember 3 toppings and now it's up by 200%, and, you know, that person's going to go tell their friends. So I don't see a problem there. And then the other time that I got yelled at, it's a little off topic, but I got yelled at about the 20% that we're going to give away. And the guy who was doing the yelling, so I wrote the business plan for this in business school at USC, and the guy who had literally donated the entire entrepreneurial center at USC was the judge, and he was an investment banker, or he is an investment banker, and he said, Elizabeth, this is suicide. Why would you give away 20%? That tax is not going to make you competitive with your, you know, with your competitors at all. It's suicide. And I said, you know, honestly, I think we make money off of the 20% because, A, I'm able to get a phenomenal A-rated team who would never work for me just to make me rich, you know, like there's no motivation there, whereas changing the world in a way that all of us can do together in a way that none of us can individually do is phenomenally exciting. And then secondly, you know, the types of partnerships that we can get and the types of loyalty, the kind of loyalty that you get from customers and the kind of press coverage you get are all phenomenal. And we didn't give away the 20% for that reason, but these are just, you know, unexpected byproducts. And the fact that we're really honest about what the system does is honestly one of our best competitive advantages. That's the reason why the Neuro Rehabilitation Center contacted us. They just really like our straightforward, no-hype approach. And he was really surprised. We ended up winning the business plan contest. They gave us $25,000 to start the business. And what was really cool was the same guy who yelled at me was presenting the check and the award, and he was praising the 20% you know, profit sharing concept with an entire room full of like the best business people that the school has, as well as a whole bunch of, you know, new students in the Entrepreneurship Center. So it was really phenomenal to see how we really opened up his eyes to this concept. So exciting stuff. Sorry to get on the tangent. Next game is called Light Up. For those of you who are seeing the screen, you may recognize it as Simon from, you know, 30 years ago. Nolan actually invented that game, and it got knocked off a whole bunch of times. What we did was it's for auditory memory, working memory, focus, speed of processing, and visual processing. There's a whole bunch of lights, and they're connected to piano tones. This system doesn't have audio on the computer, but if it did, each one of these lights would be connected to a piano tone, and it just plays a bunch of tones for you. And if you can remember the sequence, it tells you it's your turn. And if you can remember the sequence, it gets longer and harder. It's a really fun game. Not everyone is good at everything. So some people are really good at faces. Some people are really good at numbers. Some people are really good at auditory. But it's a really interesting workout for your brain. Next game, we have a whole bunch that I'm not going to show you for the sake of time. Like, we have this one. My favorite one is Code Cracker, which is you're an FBI agent, and you start with these two-digit, you know, codes, and it goes all the way up to, you know, 10, 15-digit Pentagon codes that you have to try to remember to access. We have another one called Wanted, where you're a detective and you have a lineup of suspects, and the guilty one runs away. And if you can remember who that was, you've caught your criminal. We have your traditional word scramble games. We have your traditional word hunt, word search type of games. We also have focus games there's a focus game called Bounce. Nine-hole golf, where you set the angle of the stroke and the power of the stroke, and the hole over the nine-hole golf course gets smaller and smaller and smaller with time. So it's really fun. We have solitaire too, and to tell you the truth, I think solitaire from a brain games perspective is pretty useless. It's a fun game. I like it. It's relaxing. There's a sorting mechanism there, but you know, from a memory standpoint, pretty useless. But our beta testers demanded it, and what I didn't realize the whole time in business the business plan when we were writing it, we were thinking our competitors were other brain game companies, but really our competitors are, you know, Pogo.com, which, you know, has a bunch of games, but none of them are brain games, and watching TV and doing nothing, really. So The beta testers literally told me that they would not come to a system and play if there was no solitaire on it, and that they would go to Pogo. And when I told them Pogo doesn't have any brain games, they said that it didn't matter to them. And these are people, some of them were playing Pogo, you know, 2 hours a day, and some of them were not gamers at all. But almost everybody recognizes solitaire. And so we went ahead and added it in, and what we did was we made it, if you can see the screen, the green buttons are brain games, the blue buttons are classic games. You have to play two brain games in order to unlock the classic games, which include solitaire. So we basically put solitaire on there as a prize, and we did it in a sneaky way, so even your biggest solitaire fan and junkie has to get a little bit of brain stimulation in before they can unlock that game. We also added 50 levels of undo and a restart button so that, let's say, you pick the 7 on the left and it ends up dead-ending. In 10 minutes, you can go back and remember that, you know, there was a point where you could have picked the 7 on the right and maybe that would do something different. So it is a little bit different than regular solitaire, but, you know, still under the classic game section rather than the brain game section. Relax is my favorite out of the MindSpa games. The MindSpa games are relaxation and stress reduction tools. You can set it for any duration of time, anywhere from 1 minute to an hour. You choose your sound. So some of the choices are birds in a Costa Rican rainforest, light rain in Central Park, sounds of a mountain stream, lightning, thunder, and rain in the desert, which is my favorite one. I love putting this one on for 20 minutes before I go to sleep on nights when I'm working late, because it allows me to shift from being fully awake and active to being relaxed. And what it does is it just shows you a still image that's very beautiful, and it just plays that sound of light rain and thunder really, really lightly. And then when the time is up, you can actually show the timer and have a bell go off, or some people think that the bell wakes them up, so you can turn that off, and it just relaxes you completely. We funny story, we got an email from someone saying, hey, I love the relax game, but I do this at work, and it's inappropriate for there to be a Hawaiian stream coming out of my cubicle, so can you make one with no audio? And we said, sure. So we have a game called Vacation, which is all pictures, no audio, so you can just, you know, just relax and look at the pictures of a Brazilian rainforest or tulips in Holland, whatever you want. And then we have the opposite, and this is the last game, the last tool that we're going to show you. It's called Let Go, and that's the opposite because it has no pictures. It has all audio. You just see a screen that tells you the three steps. The first step is relax your body by listening to the audio clip. You can put the audio clip on for anywhere between 5 minutes and an hour, and a friend of mine does this for a living in L.A. She does progressive relaxation with people where she talks them. She says, you know, close your eyes and imagine yourself on a beach or in a forest and just really relax. And she relaxes one body part at a time. And I was one of her beta testers, and I just thought it was phenomenal. And there's a period of silence, and then at the end she comes back and says, okay, I'm going to count backwards from 10, and you're going to wake up feeling fully refreshed and relaxed. 10, you're opening up your eyes slowly. 9, you're looking around the room. And she obviously does this much better than I can. But I just thought it was phenomenal, and the only problem was that, you know, she was charging between $100 and $150 per session, and I just thought that was too expensive. So what we did was we recorded her, and now people can get that anytime they want, as many times as they want in a month, and it's included in the subscription price, and they can just listen to it as much as they want. And we're actually finding that that's a really big hit with caregivers. The caregivers tend to use the brain games for themselves, and then they tend to use the relaxation games both for themselves and for the person that they're taking care of. And I got a really funny email from someone saying that she had gotten the account for he had gotten the account for his father, who is not in the proper health to be playing brain games and really enjoying that. So I was kind of surprised, and I said, why would you do that? And he said, well, he thinks your games are fun. And for me, you know, $10 a month for unlimited babysitting is fantastic. When I go over to his house, I can put him in front of the computer. He plays games for half an hour, and I can work on all of the insurance paperwork and stuff at that time without worrying about him. So I thought that was really interesting, just an unintended use for the games. So just to review, benefits for the customers are obviously having access to the brain stimulation and relaxation game. they also can get our best tips distilled from the 17,000 studies. We have innovative content toolkits for people who have websites, magazines, events. These content toolkits include playing word scramble games, because I can tell you what food is good for you, but if you unscramble it and find that it says wild salmon, you know, blank has high omega-3s and helps prevent cell inflammation and cell damage, and you unscramble it and it comes up as wild salmon, you're bound to remember that better than if I just gave you a list of foods. And then we also have a bunch of word hunts that teach you what foods are good for you, what activities are good for you, what foods to stay away from, that kind of thing. They all tend to be very positive and upbeat in tone. We can do teleseminars like this one, focusing on the top 10 tips to keep your brain young speech. That tends to go over really, really well. And then the other teleseminar that we have is how to improve your memory and tips and tricks for remembering more things. And then we also have the funding for the innovative research, and our bigger partners get to actually vote on where the research funds go if they're sending us a lot of customers. And that's it. So if you have any questions, I'm totally open to that now or later. We look forward to working with you. If you have questions and you want to ask me later, or if you're listening to this on the replay, you can feel free to just email me at elizabeth@antiaginggames.com. And anti-aging games is anti-aging, A-G-I-N-G, games with an S at the end, .com. Or you can just call me on my direct line at 310-721-0265. To try the games, you can go to antiaginggames.com and use the VIP code ENVIP, E as in enlightened, N as in network, VIP, and there's no spaces, and you'll get a free month and our friends and family renewal rate of $9.95 a month instead of the usual $12.99 a month. Feel free to shoot that out to your friends and family, and just let them know that it will ask for a credit card, but they can cancel at any time. And with that, and if you want the video, the top 10 tips to keep your brain young, all you have to do is you can go to YouTube and put in anti-aging games, or you can put my name in, which is Elizabeth Amini, A as in Apple, M as in Michael, I, N as in Nancy, I, and it'll be the first hit that comes up. It'll be the top 10 tips to keep your brain young. It was actually recently picked as an editor's pick on TEDx Talks, and we're really excited to just get the information out there, because I feel like a lot of the information that's out there is put out by folks that are selling supplements or detox formulas, so there's always this kind of bias in what they're saying, but our stuff is very free of bias. We tell people that they don't even need our games. Any kind of learning is good for you. And that's it.
Wow. Elizabeth, thank you for all that you're doing. That's making a huge contribution, and the business model that is really the direction I think we're going is true social entrepreneurism. And I hope everyone logs on and tries a month of games and has fun with them, because they are really fun. And adding that fun factor makes a huge difference. So, and Elizabeth is looking for alliances. So if you have ideas and things, that would be a great thing to share with her. I want everyone to know that this is the early stages of something that's going to be huge globally, and the contributions that are being made are a gift to our world. And Elizabeth, you are a true model of the bright new future of leaders in our world, and I'm very grateful to have met you. So we're going to close our lines for now for the recording for our 30 minutes of wisdom. And then for those of you that want to stay on and ask some questions for Elizabeth, that is the advantage of staying online live with us when we do our 30 minutes of wisdom. So we're going to stand by for just a moment and complete our recording for this day today. Thank you, Elizabeth.